Parak Zion, Mishnah Beis. Our Mishnah is coming to teach us that at the same time when the Kohen Gadol would read the parashios of the day, they'd also burn the par and the seir, the ox and the goat, outside Yerushalayim. And what's coming to teach us here is that you can be by either or, right? Let's see. Haroah Kohen Gadol Kishu Korei. Person's in the base of Mikdash and he sees the Kohen Gadol and is reading the parashios from the Sefer Torah on Yom Kippur. Any roeh par v'sar and esrafim, he won't see the par and the seir, the ox and the goat, being burnt outside Yerushalayim. Right, they were shechted earlier, and now they're being burnt outside Yerushalayim. Because if he's in the base of Mikdash, he can't be outside Yerushalayim. Varoah par v'sar and esrafim, and a person who is outside Yerushalayim, looking at the par and the seir being burnt, he's observing it. Any roeh kohen gadol k'shu korei, he's not going to be able to see the kohen gadol when he reads the parashios of the day. V'lo she'ena v'shai, it's not that a person's not permitted. Right, to leave one service and go to the other. Because there's a concept of ein ma'avirin ala mitzvahs. We don't pass over a mitzvah. If we're involved in one mitzvah, we don't leave it to do another mitzvah. So maybe you think the reason why you can't go to the other service, right, is because I'm involved in this one. But the truth is here that concept does not apply because you're not physically involved. You're only just watching it and observing it. So then why can't you be by both of them, you know, right? Why could it be only one or the other? It was far away. And both of them were done at the same time. So again, normally as a principle, if you're doing one mitzvah, you don't leave it to do another mitzvah, right? But that's when you're osik, when you're involved in it. If you're just observing it's something else. So here, you could either hear the Kohen Gadol read the Torah in the base of Mikdash, or you could be outside Yerushalayim watching the par and the seir being burnt. And it's really your choice. You can pick whichever one you want. The choice is yours. And there's no problem of passing over mitzvahs because you're not physically involved. You're only observing. That wraps up Mishnah Beis. Mishnah Gimel, so the contrast to Mishnah Beis, which is super simple, Mishnah Gimel is really complex. And there's a lot of information over here. What I'm going to do, to the best of my ability, is just go over this as simple as possible, and we'll try to get clarity over here. If anyone wants to see it inside, you're more than welcome. The app does have the Kahati there. You can read it either in Hebrew or in English, but let's go ahead and do it, the simple version. Mishnah Gimel. So in order to understand our Mishnah, we have an introduction from the Kahati as follows, that there were, like this, throughout the day on Yom Kippur, there were a total of 16 Karbanos, okay? There was the Tamid Shel Shachar, the Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim that was brought every single day. Every day it was a Karban Tamid, you know, throughout the year. Every single day. Yom Kippur, Rosh Hashanah, doesn't matter when it was. Every day, a Tamid in the morning and a Tamid in the evening. So that's two Karbanos. Then there was Parv Ayil of the Kohen Gadol, the ox and the ram of the Kohen Gadol, like we learn out from a pasuk in the Parsha, in the Yikra, where it talks about the Yom Kippur service. So that's four animals. Okay, then there was the Seir, the Isle Shel Yisrael. There was the goat and the ram of the Yisrael that was brought from Klal Yisrael. Also learned that from a pasuk in the Torah, and that gives you six karbanos. Okay, then there was Par v'Ayil v'Shiva Kvasim. Then there was an ox, a ram, and seven lambs. They were all karban olos, v'Seir Echad l'Chatos, and one goat for a karban chatos. So, let's see over here. Okay. That leads you to another Harikan Ode, Eser Behemoth. It's another 10 animals, right? Par, the ox is one. Isle, the ram is two. Seven, Kvasim, seven lambs is seven. That's eight, that's nine. And then one Seir is a Chatas. As a Chatas is 10. So 10 plus 6 is 16. So these are the 16 Karbanos that are brought on Yom Kippur. Okay. Now, that's the opinion of the Tanakama, or whoever's, let's see over here, that's the plain shot, okay? Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is that we're actually 15. He says that one of the aisles, one of the rams that was brought as an Ola, that's mentioned during the service of Yom Kippur Day, is the same ram that was brought as the Karban Musaf. Okay, so he has a different opinion, and he shrinks it down to 15. And that's how our Mishnah is going to go with the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda with his 15 karbanos that day. Okay, moving right along in the introduction. The Mishnah, okay, so on Yom Kippur there were 15 karbanos, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Three of them were a chatas. Chatas means a sin offering, which was the par, the ox, the Kohen Gadol, the seir, the goat of Klal Yisrael. That was the seir Lashem that won the lottery not to go off the cliff, but to be brought as a carbon to atone for Klal Yisrael in the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, and then there were two that if Seir Chachat Hashel. Okay, fine. So that's so we have here now. We have the par, the ox of the Kohen Gadol, the goat of Klal Yisrael that was for Hashem, and then the Seir Chachat. Then there was also a goat that was brought as a Musaf. So it's three Chataos, three sin offering carbonos. The two first ones, the par, the ox of the Kohen Gadol, and the seir, the goat that was for Hashem, that won the lottery, that didn't go off the cliff, those were called the chatos pnimios. They were the inner chatos, meaning their bloods were spritched on the inner mizbeach, and they were burnt. Shematan damim bifnim v'hin esrafos, the blood was spritched on the inner mizbeach, and they were burnt up afterwards. And then the third chatos, the third seir, the third sin offering carbon, was called the chatos chitonius, because his blood was spritzed on the outer mizbeach that stood in the Azara, and that was eaten in the evening. It wasn't burnt, it was eaten. Okay? Shar Shtimah, so what about the other 15 karbanos? So all the rest were olos, were carbon olas. So we have a chatas, a sin offering, and an ola means it was like totally consumed, totally burnt on the mizbeach. What were those? So those were Tamid Shal Shachar, the Tamid of the morning, Tamid of the evening, the Isle of the Kohen Gadol, the Ram of the Kohen Gadol, the Isle of the people, of the nation, the par, the ox, and the seven kvasim, the seven lambs of the musaf, that will lead up to the rest of the other 12 that were carbon olos. So three chataos and 12 olos. The first of the carbonos of the day and the last of the carbonos of the day was always the carbon tamid, right? Tamid means tamid, always, happens every day. So there was the first and the last. And then after the tamid of the morning was brought the ox of the Kohen Gadol and the seir that was for Hashem that won the lottery that didn't go off the cliff that was meant to be for Hashem. And then, excuse me, okay, and now our mission is going to discuss now the state of the order of the karbanos of all the other karbanos, okay? And the mission does not mention the burning of the fats of the ox or of the goat that was burnt inside on the inner mizbeach. Because that's Shekin Mufurish, Pesidra Yom, Shekrivim Him, La'achar Elav Elam. Because those were already brought after the Kohen Gadol's ram and the ram of the people. And they bring down a pasuk over here. So we're not going to discuss that now. And let's go straight into the mission and see what it's going to teach us, okay? Here we go. Im Bebig Dei Butz Koreh. If the Kohen Gadol read the parsha of the day in his Big Dei Butz, his standard Kohen Gadol white linen garments, not in his own personal cloak. We said that by the laning part, reading the Torah, he has an option to wear his own white cloak or the standard Kohen Gadol white garments. So if he was wearing the regular Kohen Gadol white garments, so now Kiddush Yad Veraglav, he goes ahead and washes his hands and his feet after the laning. Which if you're counting, this is going to be the fourth Kiddush, the fourth washing from the basin, from the Kiyar. Okay? Then Pashad, he would remove his clothing. Yar v'tavol, he'd go down into the mikveh in the lishkas beis haparva, the chamber called beis haparva. He would dip in the mikveh there. All of his topic, he got up and he would dry himself off. Okay? But if he was wearing his, that was all if he was wearing his Kohen Gadol white garments, right? But if he was wearing his own white personal garment, we said for the laning, since it's not really part of the service, he could wear his own white a personal garment. So then, he already had rinsed off his hands and his feet before he had removed his regular Kohen garments, the Big Dei Lavan. And he didn't have to now go ahead, all he had to do now is just remove his personal white robe and then just go to the mikvah. So basically, if he was wearing his own personal garment, he'd skip out the step of the washing hands and feet and just go straight to the mikvah. Now, this mikvah was the third dipping of the day. They bring down over here. Okay, next. Have you loved this? Then they brought him his golden garments. V'lava, she put them on. V'kidu yadav raglav, he would wash his hands and his feet. So now, this, if you're counting, this is the fifth kiddush from washing from the kiyor, from the copper basin. V'yatzavas ha'elo v'es'el ha'am. Then he went out and shechted his isle, his ram, and the ram of the people. They were the carbonos. These were the carbonos of the olos, the carbon ola, and they bring this down from a pasuk in the Torah. They learn this out from the shivas kvasim tamimim b'nei shana. Then the seven lambs that were tamimim, they were pure b'nei shana. They were within 1 year. They were brought as the carbon musaf of the day. This is the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer that holds. The Gemara explains that according to Rabbi Eliezer, ain't no makiv, he doesn't sacrifice betfila zu with the third during the third tefillah. Only he sacrifices his ram and the ram of the people. And also he'll be makil, he'll burn the fats of the par of the ox, and the seer primium, the goat that was burnt on the inner mizbeach. But the par ha'ola, the ox that was as an ola, and the seven kvasim, seven lambs, and the seer, the goat for the chatas of the musaf of the day, that was brought with the tamid, the carbon tamid in the evening. And the time his reason is because he had to bring the karbanos according to the way it was written in the Torah. He goes according to that order, right? To follow the order. So va'ayla, his ram and the ram of the people and the fats of the par, the ox, and the seer, the goat, are all written in the parsha, the avodah, the service of the day. And then para ola, the par for the carbon ola, and the seven kavasim, and the seer, and the goat that was done on the outer mizbeach, those are all written in the musaf, in the later part of the day. So Rabbi Eliezer says, just follow the way it's written in the Torah, and go in that order. Rabbi Akiva says, Im tamid shal shachar hayukraven, along with the carbon tamid of the morning, it was brought the seven kavasim, the seven lambs, u para ola, and the par of the carbon ola. And then the seir and asa b'chutz, the goat that was brought on the outer mizbeach, hayukraven im tamid shal ben arba'in, and that was brought with the carbon tamid of the evening. So the more explains, Rabbi Akiva says like this: the par of the ox and the par that was brought as an ola and the seven lambs, those were brought with the tamid of the morning. He learns this out of a pasuk, okay. And then v'achakach afterwards would be the avoda of the day, meaning they'd burn the haktaras, they'd burn the ktores. Umatan dam, the spritzing of the blood of the par and the seir, and then afterwards they would do the seir that was done outside on the outer mizbeach. Also learned that from Sukkim, okay. And then afterwards, ve'achakach ala, then his ram ve'ala am, the ram of the people. And then afterwards the fat ve'achakach emuri hachatas, the fats of the carbon chatas. Okay, ve'achakach, and afterwards the tamid of finally would be the tamid shall be narbayim, the tamid that was brought in the evening. And the Mefarshim explained that according to Rabbi Akiva, right, in our Mishnah, when it says, Im Tamid Shal Shachar HaYukraven, with the Tamid of the morning was brought, we said the Para Ola and the seven Kvasim, it means that Kalamash HaShivas HaKvasim, the seven lambs, and the Para of the Ola was brought with the morning carbon Tamid, okay, just like we just said it. And the Seir, the goat there that was done on the outer Mizbeach, that was brought with the Tamid of the evening, right, wasn't really brought in the evening. That's the point they want to bring out over here. Lav Dafka, it wasn't Dafka with the Tamid in the evening, because the Tamid of the evening was carved, was really brought with it by the fifth time he was dipping in the mikvah. Aval Seir, this goat that was done on the Adam's Bayach, and so too his ram, and ram of the people, and the fats of the par, and the Seir of the inner Mizbeach, those were all brought by the third Tvila. So what does it mean it was brought by the in the Talmud of Ben Arbaim in the evening? That was only done to the fifth tefillah. We're holding by the third now, right? So he says that the point is that the Akalpanim Shia Sa'ir and Hanasa B'chutz Samachlo, that the goat that was on the Adam's Beach should be close to the evening. That's the point. Not really in the evening, but closer to the evening. Tevila Haravias, during the fourth tevila, okay, the Kohen Gadol would be taking out the spoon and the pan of the incense, like we'll explain in the next Mishnah. And the Lo Nakar Rabbi Akiva did not mention Im Tamid Shal Ben Arbaim with the carbon tamid of the evening. Ela Kedei Lashmina to teach us She'ina Karav Gishar Musaf Im Tamid Shal Shachar. It wasn't brought. Most according to Rabbi Akiva, generally the carbon musaf, right, was brought with the tamid of the morning. Here, this seir that was burnt on the Adam's Beach was not brought with the tamid in the morning. It doesn't necessarily mean it was brought with the tamid of the evening, but he says it was brought with the tamid of the evening to teach us that it was brought, you know, towards the evening and not in the morning. And this is the opinion of Rashi. This is also the opinion of the Meiri and the Bartanura and others as well. For a deeper and more extended version of this Mishnah, you can feel free to look inside and get a deeper understanding. But on the surface, this would wrap up the Mishnah, basically going over the various different kind of karbanos, the order in which they happened, and then the machlokas from the two opinions of Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva.